Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got.
How about it, Florence?
Ooh, Lena Horne, eat your heart out. Miss Jefferson, you're going to be the belle of your reunion, just like you were the belle of your senior class.
Some belle. I went through high school without ringing anybody's chimes.
Well, I know what you mean, child, because when I was in high school, the only bell I heard was the tardy bell and the going home bell.
Well, hello, Florence. May I use your top?
Beg your pardon?
I mean your stovetop. Mine isn't working.
Oh, sure. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Did you call the gas company about it, Mr. Bentley?
Yes, I did, and they're treating it like a rush job. They're sending a man over next week. I say, what a smashing dress.
Oh, why, thank you. I'm going to my high school reunion.
Oh, really? I went to a reunion once. Didn't recognize a soul.
Everyone changed that much, huh?
No, I was at the wrong reunion.
I think the stove was waiting for you, Mr. Bentley. You got everything?
Oh, I think so. I'm just going to fix some rissoles.
Rissoles? What's rissoles?
Oh, they're sort of English meatballs. You just dip them in egg and breadcrumb and fry them. I'm going to serve mine with collard greens and black-eyed peas. We call them Bentley's Rissole Food. Bentley's Rissole Food.
You know, when Mr. Bentley was a kid, he sure must have inhaled a lot of that London fog.
You know, I'm beginning to have second thoughts about going to that reunion.
Why, according to your yearbook, you were pretty popular in high school.
What makes you say that?
Because in this picture, you were the president of the camera club.
I was the only one who had a camera.
And here's a picture of you in the glee club.
I was the only one who could sing bass.
Oh, Mrs. J, I just realized that I said rissoles were English meatballs. I didn't mean you had to make them with English meat. American meat is quite good enough. I mean, just in case you thought that I... Right.
Is this supercharged Superman?
Oh, that's Bo Morrison. He was captain of the football team.
Now there's a real mound of American meat. I wouldn't mind making risoles with him.
He was also president of the senior class. All the girls in school had a crush on Bo.
Including you?
Of course. But I never had a chance with him.
What you mean? He even wrote a poem in your book.
Bo wrote a poem in every girl's book.
But in this picture, you're standing right next to him in the cafeteria line.
Now, that was my lucky day. Bo lost his wallet, and he let me pay for his Sloppy Joe sandwich. Hey, Weezy. Hi, George.
Are you ready for the big night? We are going to dance until daylight.
How about that? A tiny turkey trying to be a disco duck.
Ain't you got something better to do?
I must have. Anything's better than watching you.
George, I think you're more excited about going to my reunion than I am.
Why not? I can't wait to show them old classmates of yours that Louise Mills batted 1,000 in the marriage department. And just to show them how lucky you really are, I bought you this. Shoo!
Oh, a mink jacket! Oh, George, it's beautiful. But don't you think it's a little warm to wear a mink jacket?
Why? Minks wear them all year round.
You know, it's hard to fight that kind of logic.
Hey, we maybe the band will play our song tonight, huh?
Your song? You mean the theme from The Beauty and the Beast?
Mona Lisa, dummy. Remember, Weeze? Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa. Men have names. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile.
Mona Lisa was playing the first time we kissed.
What's that smell?
It's Mr. Bentley.
No, he smells better than that.
His stove isn't working, so he's cooking in our kitchen.
Oh, cooking? Hey, you and me gonna be cooking tonight, aren't we? You know something, Weezy? You lucky I didn't finish high school.
Why is that?
Because if I had a class reunion, all the girls would be wanting to dance with me, and you'd have to wait in line, because, I mean, I was really popular.
Shoot, you wasn't as popular as Miss Jefferson.
Say what?
When Miss Jefferson was in high school, all the boys was chasing her.
They were?
Yeah. Look at this.
Florence.
Hey, Weezy, what made you take a picture with that jive turkey?
Because he was the captain of the football team, and he had a big crush on Miss Jefferson.
Now, Florence, you know that's
Listen
not...
Listen to this poem he wrote in her book. Until the time we meet again, I hope you'll always be my friend.
Big deal. How about all the poems I sent you when I was in the Navy?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget the romantic one you sent me from Korea. Roses are red, violets are nice. Man, am I sick of eating rice.
You little sweet talker, you.
Well, at least Weezy made the right choice when she picked me over this clown.
Right choice? She passed up a Billy D. Williams for a Rodney Allen Ripper. Well, if I'm going to my cousin's for dinner, I guess I better get moving fast.
Where's my camera? If she's gonna be moving fast, I wanna get a picture of that. Get that, Florence.
I'm not going in that direction.
I'll get it.
How come whenever there's work around, she's always going in the opposite direction?
Oh, hello, Ralph.
I just stopped up to deliver your mail, Mrs. Jefferson.
You're the doorman. Why do you want to be the mailman, too?
It's just one of my many little extra services that I do, which I don't have to do, but I like to do for the fine tenants in this building who have proven themselves wonderfully generous.
Man, Ralph, you know, you're the only person I know that turns every day into Christmas.
Well, ho, ho, ho.
Well, no, no, no. George. Oh, here.
Thank you, sir. But... Sir?
Yeah, but sir, what?
Well, sir, you'll notice the post office has raised the price of delivery.
I know.
And I was wondering, in view of the general inflationary pressure, that you two would increase my usual gratuity accordingly.
What?
Ralph wants a cost of living increase.
Oh, okay, sure, I'll give you one.
Thank you, sir.
Soon as I get my cost of tipping increase.
That's very funny, sir. By the way, sir, I was looking through your copy of New York Magazine. There's a very interesting article in there I think you'll enjoy. It's called How Smart New Yorkers Save Money.
I know how they do that. They just move into a building that ain't got no doorman. Hey, great, this is from a lawyer.
Oh, what's that, George?
Just my will. I changed it a little.
Change? What was wrong with your old will?
Well, my bank book has got more pages, so I had to add pages to my will. Florence, want to witness my signature?
Sure, if it's on a check to me.
Here, sign.
I ain't signing no strange piece of paper I ain't never seen before.
Sign!
The last time I did that, I wound up with a year's subscription to Better Homes and Gardens, and I didn't even have a garden.
You ain't gonna have no home if you don't sign.
Well, what is it?
Look, you can bet your life nothing in here concerns you. It's my will.
Your will? Oh, I'll sign to that.
What changes have you made in your will, George?
Nothing important.
Well, I'm leaving now. I hope you have a nice time at your reunion.
She'll be dancing with me, won't she?
Well, try to have a nice time anyway.
See, now I need one more person to sign this.
I'll sign it.
No, you can't do that. You're the beneficiary. I'm leaving all my dough to you.
Then you haven't changed it at all.
No, not much.
Oh, I'm afraid my back's gone out again.
Bentley, great, just what I need.
You need your back to go out?
Nope, you're in the perfect position to sign this.
George, Mr. Bentley's hurt. How did you do it this time?
Oh, I spilled some salt on the floor and I bent down to throw it over my shoulder for good luck.
Just sign here, it's my will.
I'll gladly lend you my hand, Mr. J, if you lend me your feet.
I gotta save my feet for dance tonight.
Oh, please, Mr. J.
Okay, lay down.
Oh, you're a tough.
Yeah, all my friends say I'm that.
George, what does this mean?
What?
To my wife, Louise, I leave all my earthly possessions.
That means when I go, you got.
No, not that part, this part. On the condition that she never remarries.
Oh. Well, that's just a little something I asked my lawyer to throw in.
Then you can just tell him to throw it out.
What do you mean by that?
I mean you have no right to put that in the will.
I got every right. It's my will.
This isn't a will. It's a won't.
Ahem, Mr. J.
Oh, okay, I'll be right there. Look, I mean, why would you want to remarry anyway? Let's face it, you already have heaven on earth.
George, it's not that I want to remarry. There's no one in this whole world for me but you.
That's true.
But it's not right for you to order me around like this.
I'm not ordering you around. I'm protecting you.
Protecting me?
That's right. There's a whole lot of shifty dudes out there just waiting to grab some widow.
Oh, George, give me a little credit.
Look, Weezy, you can have all the credit you want. It's the cash I'm worried about.
What?
Look, Weezy. I don't want nobody winding up in my bed with my bread.
Maybe I should come back later.
It's okay.
George, I insist that you take that clause out of the will.
What is the matter with you? You sound like you already picked out another husband.
Huh?
Uh-huh, so that's it, admit it.
Oh, George, you found me out. The minute you draw your last breath, I'm gonna hurl myself into the arms of another man.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Bentley, of course.
Bentley!
She's joking, Mr. J, she's joking.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you fixed it. Marvelous, thank you.
Uh-huh. So it's this old schoolmate of yours, ain't it? This Bo Morrison.
Now I know you're crazy.
Look at the two of you on this picture in the cafeteria. If you were squeezed any closer together, I wouldn't know where you began and he ended.
George, you're impossible. You know that.
Huh. Now I see why you wanted to take that no remarriage clause out of the will.
Why?
Because when I go below, you go to bow.
That is the stupidest thing I ever heard you say.
Uh-huh. And I've been stupid, right? Because I didn't dig this bow thing from the beginning.
I don't have no time to stand here and continue this nonsense. We can discuss it after the reunion.
We ain't going no damn reunion.
George, you're not going to run my life after you're gone, and you're not going to run my life while you're here.
Okay, look, if you want to go to that reunion and see your old lover, you go ahead, but you're going without me.
Well, that'll suit me just fine.
You ain't gonna be no fox in my mink. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I think my rissoles are burning.
Oh, it's only you.
Well, I didn't get no great big thrill out of seeing you either. But at least I was polite. How come you ain't at the reunion with Miss Jefferson?
Because she's getting married again as soon as I die.
Wait a minute. How many of them drinks have you had?
Come and sit next to me, Florence.
Uh-oh, too many.
Are you Come in, sit down. I want to ask you something.
Can't you ask me standing up?
No, it's a sitting question. Now sit. Look, Florence, if you was me...
Which I ain't.
I know you're not. I said, but if you was me...
If I was you, you'd be a much nicer person.
Will you shut up?
Then how am I going to answer your question?
By giving me a chance to ask it. Then you can talk.
Well, just don't start with if you was me. I just finished eating.
All right, look, that will that you signed, I left all my money to Weezy. I mean, everything that I own, with one condition, that she don't remarry. Now, she got mad. Now, tell me, am I being unreasonable, yes or no?
That can't be answered with yes or no.
Sure it can. You can say, yes, I'm right, no, she's wrong.
Tell me something. Did Miss Jefferson say she was going to get married again?
No, but she didn't say she wouldn't. Now, you tell me who you think is right.
It don't make no difference.
Say what?
Because you'll be dead by then. You won't know how to do it.
Yeah, but I know about it now, and it's killing me.
Let me ask you a question. What if Miss Jefferson was to go before you? Would you get married again?
Of course not.
Are you willing to put that in writing? Promising to give away all your money if you get married again?
Now, that's crazy.
It ain't no crazier than what you're asking of Miss Jefferson.
That's different.
Well, I guess you're right. After all, the way Miss Jefferson throws money around.
Weezy ain't like that. She's very careful with my money.
And she's always looking at other men.
No, don't be talking like that about Weezy. She ain't never looked at another man since the first day she laid eyes on me.
Oh, well. Then what was your question?
The question is, how the hell am I so stupid?
I don't know. It just comes easy to some folks.
Florence, I could kiss you.
If you do, they'll be reading your will tomorrow.
Again.
I ain't Eddie.
You can't fool me. You're Eddie Salter.
No, I ain't.
Yes, you are. You may have gotten a little taller, but I'd know you anywhere.
Lady, I'm George Jefferson.
How about that? You even changed your name.
Look, I didn't change nothing. My name is George Jefferson. I never seen you before in my life.
Up to your old tricks, huh? Playing like it's the first time we met. Well, that's okay with me. Because I love what happened that first time.
Stop climbing all over me. I told you my name is George Jefferson.
Whatever you say, Eddie.
You cut that out. I'm ticklish there.
I know, Eddie. Remember?
George, what are you doing here?
Look, Weezy, I just came down to tell you how stupid I was.
Do we have enough time?
I deserved it, Weez. I deserved it. Look, and I just want to say that I'm sorry about everything, and I'll change the will tomorrow.
Oh, George, thank you for being so understanding.
You're welcome. And if I ever die, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, you won't die, George. You're too stubborn.
See, I learned my lesson, Weez. I mean, I ain't got nothing really to be suspicious about.
You don't know how true that is, especially here.
What do you mean here?
I never had any boyfriends when I was in high school.
Say what?
I went to 43 sock hops, and I didn't wear out one pair of socks.
No kidding.
And nobody ever paid much attention to me. I was a wallflower.
Oh, what about this Bo Morrison guy?
Bo Morrison never paid any attention to me.
Oh, what about the poem he wrote in your book?
Bo wrote the same poem in every girl's book.
Oh, you mean he really didn't notice you?
I'm sure he doesn't even remember me.
Wow.
Excuse me. May I have this dance?
Why, I'd be delighted. Do you mind, George?
Of course not. Knock yourself out.
Okay. Let's go, Bo.
Bo!
Hello again!
Hey, is that Bo Morrison?
Yeah. All the girls went crazy for him. Tall, good-looking, full of muscles. But I like him short and puny.
Hey, look, how about you dancing with me?
Oh, Eddie, I knew you'd come around. Man, where are you running? This is a dance, not a track meet.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm doing a new dance called the Old Boyfriend Stomp.
Sorry. Hey, man, this is a big dance floor. Can't you find your own territory?
I know my territory, chump, and you're invading it.
Okay. Let's not fight about it.
Chicken, huh? Just as I thought. Football sure is a dumb game. And all football players are sissies.
You ought to tell that to Mean Joe Green.
I'm telling it to you, chump, and I hope you don't like it.
Okay, calm down. Everyone's entitled to his own opinion, no matter how stupid it is.
Stupid means stupid.
I'm so embarrassed. My husband's very jealous.
I don't blame you. I would be, too. You know, you're even prettier than I remember.
I'm surprised that you remembered me.
Why?
Because in high school, you never asked me for a date.
Sure wanted to. Never got up the nerve.
Oh, bro.
Hey!
Thank you, Claudine.
What?
Thanks for the lovely dance, Claudine.
You're welcome.
Claudine! How about that? He thought you were somebody else.
Yeah.
He didn't even remember you.
I know.
Hey, can I get you something?
No.
Hey, I'll be right back.
I'd just like to tell you again how nice it is seeing you after all these years.
Bo, something's puzzling me. You called me Claudine. I don't remember any Claudine in our class.
I know that, Louise. But no sense in getting a jealous husband stirred up. Thanks a lot for the dance.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Bo.
I better quit while I'm ahead. See you next reunion.
Hey, Reese, you know something? That Bo Morrison is dumber than I thought.
What makes you say that?
I mean, how could he go through 4 years of high school and not even notice the prettiest girl in the whole class?
But George...
Man, what a fool he is. I mean, he could be lucky to have somebody half as good as you.
George, Bo, just...
I know, Weezy, but don't feel bad. You the foxiest thing here.
George, they're playing our song.
Oh, they play anything for 20 bucks.
Look at that. Is it only all so long there, maybe? Or there's no George.
Yes?
I love you. The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.